Amazon relaunches a shipping service pulled during the pandemic. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 18th day of August. Thanks for being with us, everybody, and we are broadcasting from our home away from home in Mason City, Iowa. In other news, the wildfires in Canada are creating evacuation orders and anger at Facebook and Instagram. What? Walmart is shutting down self-checkout? We'll share the story. In a related bit of news, Trader Joe's weighs in on self-checkout. We've got the Wall Street Report and creating ad campaigns using AI. It's a thing. For the interview, it's an end of an era. Lyle and Sharon Krebs have run the Stockman's Inn next to the cattle barn at the Iowa State Fair for 50 years. But it's not going anywhere soon. There are more family members. We'll visit with Lyle and Sharon and son Brian. But first, the news.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're along for the ride again today. Hey, want to reach us on social media? You can find us on X or Twitter at IOB underscore NewsHour, or over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. In the early days of COVID-19, Amazon pulled the plug on a shipping service that was going to take on FedEx as well as UPS. Well, it's back online. The Associated Press is reporting that Amazon has relaunched Amazon Shipping, which allows sellers to ship Amazon orders or products sold on other sites. Businesses must sell on Amazon to be eligible for the service, according to a company spokesperson. The Seattle-based retail company already provides shipping to merchants who use its storage and delivery service, but Amazon Shipping allows sellers to use the company's delivery services without storing their products in its warehouses. And you should know, it operates only for domestic shipments. Due to a dispute between Canada and Meta, the owners of Facebook and Instagram, evacuees attempting to flee the Canadian wildfires cannot get news updates on the social media sites. Why, you ask? Well, that's because Meta refuses to pay for original news stories that are created by legacy news agencies in Canada, so they've cut the nation off. And all this on the heels of the tragedy in Maui. People who rely on social media to offer them news updates can no longer access that information critical to evacuation routes and now must rely on official government sources. Meta stood by its decision on Friday, pointing out a statement issued about the wildfires that people in Canada can continue to use the apps to connect with their communities and access reputable information, including content from official government agencies, emergency services, and non-government organizations. A government minister on Friday called on Meta to lift the ban on news media. Quote, "What Meta is doing is totally unacceptable," end quote. That's according to Transport Minister Pablo Rodriguez, who was on a call with reporters. Quote, "I warned them during conversations in the past about the risk of blocking news," end quote. He went on to say that he's asking to go back on their decision and allow people to have access to news and information in Canada. Meta has been alone in its actions. Google owner Alphabet has also said it plans to remove news links in protest of the new law, although it hasn't yet followed through. The Online News Act, passed in late June after lengthy debate, doesn't take effect until later this year, but Meta says absolutely not. No news for you. Stay tuned. Well, the doldrums of August continue today on Wall Street as the markets closed mixed for mixed reasons, by the way. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. You know, it was just a couple of years ago, Walmart announced it would be replacing human checkout services with self-checkout, and the outcry was huge. but an increasing number of retail stores are also going in that same direction. I mean, just last week, I saw self-checkout machines being installed at a Kohl's store. Well, now, according to Your Money Magic, the self-checkout areas are now being turned back into standard checkout lanes with a staff member stationed at each one. So you might ask, why would they be doing this? Well, actually, it's quite simple. Two words, increased theft. For example, in 2021, though the company brought in an incredible $559 billion in revenue, it also claimed to have lost $5 billion because of theft. In order to combat that issue, Walmart is not only closing self-checkout counters around the world, it's also installing additional security measures. The response from Walmart shoppers regarding the removal of self-checkout options is sort of divided. Some argue that self-checkout is faster and more convenient and are disappointed the service is no longer an option. However, some actually prefer associate-managed checkouts. These customers say that it's not their job to run the items and far prefer full-service stations where a staff member handles their checkout. Will other retailers follow now? We shall see. In a related story, rumors that Trader Joe's will be installing self-checkout sites is just that, with management there doubling down on it's simply not true. USA Today is reporting that Trader Joe's does not plan to implement self-checkout in any of its hundreds of stores. In a company-released podcast, Trader Joe's CEO Brian Paulbaum and President and CEO John Vassallone answered questions from customers and employees. At one point, the podcast hosts asked Paulbaum and Vassallone about rumors that self-checkout would be coming to Trader Joe's stores. Headquartered in Monrovia, California, the company operates around 560 stores in the U.S. Well, Vassallone said, quote, "That's as false can be, because we believe in people, and we're not trying to get rid of our crew members for efficiency's sake," end quote. During the podcast, Paulbaum and Vassallone denied other rumors featuring, well, Trader Joe's stores, including drive-through sample cups of coffee and in-store restaurants with in-aisle waiting areas. "Ain't gonna happen," they said. On Friday, Wall Street once again turned in a lousy performance and ended the day mixed. The Dow gained only 25 points to close at 34,500, while the NASDAQ fell by 26 points to end the week at 13,290, and the S&P 500 was off fractionally, closing at 43.69. It was a tough week for equities, with the Dow booking a 2.2% loss, the S&P 500 index a 2.1% decline, and the NASDAQ a 2.6% fall. The NASDAQ also posted its biggest three-week decline since December of 2022. Meanwhile, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate rose to 7.01%, and that's a number we've not seen in decades, and giving the housing market even more pain. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 86 cents on the day to close out the week at $81.25 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about AI creativity and advertising. Reuters is reporting that advertisements are getting the AI treatment. Major brands, including Nestle and Unilever, are starting to use generative artificial intelligence to create ads. It's a method that can be 10 to 20 times cheaper than traditional ad campaigns. For example, companies can create entire scenes using AI instead of spending money on resources like film crews and transportation. Still, many companies remain cautious of risks associated with AI-generated content, such as potential bias and copyright issues. Meanwhile, now you can perhaps better understand the writers and actors strike? AI, those folks, you get it? All right, stay with us for the interview with Lyle and Sharon Krepps, who have been working the Iowa State Fair and Stockman's Inn for 50 years. What's next? We asked and they answered. Click ahead for that conversation. Thanks for listening.